Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Kashine Truma Ma'achilin Oison LeBehema UleChay UleTarnegoilim. The Mishnah says that one may feed vetch, which is a type of animal fodder, of Truma to his animal, beast, or bird. Yisol She Socha Poa Mekoyin Ma'achila Kashine Truma Mekoyin She Socha Poa Meyisol Afapisha Mezonoseh Olav Ve'Alechena LeYachilena Kashine Truma. If a Yisrael hired a cow from a Kohen, he may feed it vetch of Truma. If a Kohen hired a cow from a Yisrael, even though he is required to feed it, he may not feed it vetch of Truma. Yisrael she sham power mi Kohen, leyachilena kashine Truma. The Kohen she sham power mi Yisrael ma'achila kashine Truma. If Yisrael evaluates a Kohen's cow before borrowing it, taking full responsibility for anything that befalls it and accepting it to return it in its current, at its current value, he may not feed it vetch of Truma. If a Kohen evaluates the Yisrael's cow before borrowing it, he may feed it vetch of Truma. Madliken, Shemen, Sreifa, Bebati Knesios, Bebati Medrashos, Umavuois, Afelin, Valgabi Achoylim, Burushus Kohen. One may light Truma Tmeya in synagogues, study halls, dark alleyways, and over the heads of the sick when there is a Kohen there who would derive benefit from it. Bas Yisrael, Shunisus Lekohen, Vihi Lemuda, Lavoy Etzel Avia, Avia Madlik, Burushusa. If the daughter of Yisrael married a Kohen and she regularly goes to her father's house, her father may light for her Truma Tmeya oil. Madlikim Beveitha Mishte, Avalo Beveitha Avel, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that one may light it at a banquet, but not in a house of mourning. Rabbi Yossi Oime Beveitha Ha'avel, Avalo Beveitha Mishte, Rabbi Yossi says he in a house of mourning, but not at a banquet. Rabbi Meir Oise Kan Bakan, Rabbi Shimon Mati Kan Bakan, Rabbi Meir prohibits both of them, and Rabbi Shimon permits both of them. And the Gemara says, Menayin leparosish o'koyin shahaisa shuma etza yisol, she'ina ma'achila betruma, tamulayim v'koyin ki yikne kinyin kaspoi v'goyme, yocho le'yachilena, v'kashinim tamulayim ahim. The Gemara says, what's the source that if a Yisol evaluated and borrowed a koyin's cow, taking responsibility for anything that befalls it, he may not feed it vetch of truma? And the Pasuk says, in Vayikra, Perikhof Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, and if a koyin acquires a person an acquisition through his money, he may eat from it. I might have thought that he cannot feed it vetch. The pasuk continues, and those born in his house, they may eat of his food. If Tanai Tana Yochol Leisoichol B'Kashinim V'Tulton, and we have a second version that says I might have thought that he cannot feed it vetch or fenugreek. Rav Chizkiah, Rav Yirmiah, Rav Chiya, B'Shem, Rav Yochanan, Leif Kan Tulton Dvar Torah. Rav Chizkiah, Rav Yirmiah, and Rav Chiya, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that fenugreek should not be taught there, as it's obligated by the Torah since it gives flavor to the pot. Loikain tani minayin lakoyin shekano eved ulisol boy shutfus afila echa memea boy sheinim achila betruma tamvilayim lakoyin ki yikne. The Gemara asks from the Baisa, from where is it known that if a koyin acquires a slave and a yisol has a share in it, even if it's only 1/100, the koyin may not feed the slave truma? The pasuk says, and if a koyin acquires. If so, how can our Mishnah teach that if a koyin merely evaluated and borrowed a yisol's cow, he may feed it vetch of truma? Tani Bakapar Echadzu Echadzu Loisoichel Betruma. Bakapar taught from a Baisa, whether Yisrael borrowed a Kohen's cow or vice versa, he may not feed a Truma, and the Baisa disagrees with our Mishnah.